More Idaho Matters right now. By next summer, folks in the Wood River Valley will be riding electric buses. Mountain Rides Transportation Authority, which is Sun Valley's public transit organization, has plans to replace its entire diesel fleet with electric. Joining us live today to talk about this are Wally Morgus, Executive Director of Mountain Rides, and Jason Miranda, Senior Project Engineer for Power Engineers. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Good afternoon, Gemma.
Hey, Gemma.
So, Wally, I want to start with you because this is a pretty big undertaking. So why go electric?
Well, I think there are really a couple of reasons. I think the first that comes to everybody's mind is it's good for the environment. To reduce the diesel emissions from our fleet on the road, that's a good thing, not only for the Wood River Valley, but I would suggest for the earth. But secondly, and a little bit less well known, there are actually economic advantages with respect to owning electric buses versus a diesel bus in a fleet. The total cost of ownership over the typical useful life of a bus, which is 12 years, is actually less for an electric bus than it is for a diesel bus. So those two reasons are really why we're excited about bringing electric buses and all of the infrastructure that goes along with it to the Wood River Valley.
And speaking of that infrastructure that goes with it, Jason, this is where your company, Power Engineers, comes in to play. Can you talk a little bit about the unique role that you will be playing in this?
Sure. So as talking with Wally and his team there at Mountain Rides, one of the things they tell us over and over is that, you know, they're good at running buses and all that, but they don't know electricity and how that runs into or plays into things. So we're representing them, working with the local power company, Idaho Power, determining what sort of power they need, the requirements they need for that, trying to minimize as this project's going over phases, trying to minimize the stuff that we have to redo in future phases and building that out and making sure that their electrical needs are going to be met for, you know, not only this phase that going in next year, but the future phases as well.
And so, Wally, let's talk a little bit more about the whole idea of you know, what Jason just talked about. And that is, I mean, since it's electric, you don't fill them up at a gas station. I mean, you have to, you know, plug them in. So you're having to build this infrastructure.
Yes, indeed we are. With this initial phase of electric buses, by the way, you mentioned that we were bringing electric buses to the Wood River Valley next summer. That's true. We're bringing our first tranche of those buses, which will be 4 electric buses to the Wood River Valley. Along with that, we have to build out the infrastructure to support that. That infrastructure consists of charging stations, plus the electric capacity and transformers to power those charging stations. And that's where Power Engineers and Jason and his group are helping Mountain Rise tremendously. In fact, you know, we're really on the forefront here in the Wood River Valley of electric buses nationwide. Certainly for a small rural transportation agency like Mountain Rides, we're one of the, you know, we're on the real cutting edge nationwide with respect to electrification. And that's part of the excitement around this. In fact, I'm making a short story long here, but I'm coming back to the fact that we had a conversation just recently with Idaho Power about providing the electrical capacity that we need to power these buses. They are all in on that, and they're very excited about being part of this project here in the Wood River Valley. They feel it's a real feather in their cap, and certainly one in ours as well, as we get the national notoriety for making this conversion from the diesel buses to the battery electric buses. So. But yes, well, it's a big undertaking for sure.
It is. And I mean, like Valley Ride in the Treasure Valley, I mean, they're, you know, converting. We know places like in, you know, Seattle, King County, of course, are making these conversions. But small towns are a bit different. So I'm also curious about how the community is reacting to this change.
So far, they are reacting positively, but tempered by a show me point of view, right. I think I could call it at this point. We have been looking at, vetting, testing, actually having on site test driving, running electric buses for the last 2+ years really here in the Wood River Valley, as we looked at various vendors, brought them to the valley, kind of gave them a spin around the valley. Now the people in the valley are saying, okay, you've been looking at this, when are we actually going to be able to ride them to get to work every morning, kind of thing. But in general, the valley is very supportive. In fact, mayors of the various cities, as well as the county commissioners, have gone on record. I have a little quote here. With a strong sustainability movement locally, we anticipate that battery electric buses will be well received and will stimulate increased ridership in our community. That's a quote from the mayor of Ketchum, Ketchum is one of our joint powers funding partners in the Mountain Rides organization. So that's strong support from Ketchum, and that's echoed really across our joint powers. And I think it's representative of the way the people in the valley feel about electric buses coming to the Wood River Valley.
And Jason, when does your part of the project start, or has it already?
That project has already started. So we're working with Idaho Power and determining the capacity that we need there. And then we're starting the design of the infrastructure internal to the building so that work can be bid out and electricians can install that over the winter so that we're ready next year when the buses arrive.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your busy days to come in and talk about this. Good luck as you move forward on this. We've been talking with Wally Morgus, Executive Director of Mountain Rides, and Jason Miranda, Senior Project Engineer for Power Engineers, discussing the Wood River Valley taking their fleet of buses electric. So thank you so much for the time. Appreciate the conversation.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks, Gemma.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Always appreciate you tuning in and, of course, being a part of the conversations, whether you email us, leave a comment within our own email or a voicemail. I do always appreciate that participation. And a thank you to my producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright, and our production assistant, Molly Wambler. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Thursday. Yep, Thursday. Sometimes it's hard to keep the day straight anymore, isn't it? Anyway, I hope you find some joy in the rest of your day. And of course, we'll see you back here tomorrow.